Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, each and every one that is joining in with us this evening. I thank God and I praise God for each and every one of you. I would like to welcome you to this, the 1,226th episode of Purpose Kingdom Network. I am Pastor Tylene Toy Daly, your host for the next hour, and I would like to welcome you to this episode of Toy Talk. Now, y'all know it's called Toy Talk. That doesn't mean it's toy lecture. I want to hear from each and every one of y'all. So please, please, please call in this evening. Send out a text letting your family and friends know that we are on the air. They can call in at 323-870-4174 or 319-527-6091, and they can press 1 if they would like to join into the live conversation and talk with me on the air. Or maybe you might know someone that can't call in but would just like to listen in this evening. They can go to www.blogtalkradio.com/purposekingdom, and if they hit that link, they can listen in via the live stream, or they can go to any of our social media pages on Facebook or LinkedIn. It would be Purpose Kingdom, and on Twitter, it would be Purpose_Kingdom. Hit that link, and they will be able to listen in. But no matter how they do it, no matter how you choose to get the message out for us this evening to let everyone know that it is now time for us to study, to show ourselves approved unto God, workmen who need not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Amen. I'm excited about what God is going to do this evening. I'm going to try to stay directly with the transcript and the note, but y'all already know how I get when the Holy Spirit gets to moving and falling. I just get excited. So if I offend somebody, I'm going to apologize right now. But this evening, we will be coming from two scriptures. The scriptures we will be using this evening is 1 John chapter 4, verse 20. Again, that's 1 John chapter 4, verse 20. And the other scripture that we will be using this evening can be found in the book of Matthew. And that's Matthew chapter 5, and we'll be in verses 43 to verse 48. Again, that's Matthew chapter 5, verses 43 and 48. And the scripture reads, 1 John, starting with 1 John chapter 4, verse 20. It says, if a man says, I love God, and hates his brother, he is a liar. For he that loves not his brother whom he has seen, how can he love God whom he has not seen? That's a powerful one, so I'm going to read that again. It says, if a man says, I love God, and hates his brother, he is a liar. For he that loves not his brother whom he has seen, how can he love God whom he has not seen? In Matthew chapter 5, verses 43 through 48, again, Matthew chapter 5, verses 43 through 48, and it reads, ye have heard that it has been said, thou shalt love thy neighbor and hate, but I say unto you, love your enemies, bless them that curse you, do good to them that hate you, and pray for them which despitefully use you and persecute you, that ye may be the children of your Father which is in heaven. For he makes the sun to rise on the evil and on the good, and sendeth rain on the just and on the unjust. For if you love them which love you, what reward have you? Do not even the publicans the same? And if you salute your brethren only, what do you more than others? Do not even the publicans do so? Be ye therefore perfect, even as your Father which is in heaven is perfect. Amen. And tonight we are going to talk as a topic about three things that believers in Christ need to accept to bring about a change. And forgive me, for we know that the word of the Lord is already blessed. So before we go any further, as we always do, we are going to stop and open with a word of prayer. We are blessed that we have the motherboard here with us this evening, so we are going to close out this evening in prayer. But we are going to dive into this topic, three things that believers in Christ need to accept. I'm going to say it again, need to accept to bring about a change. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, God. Father God, it is once more and again that we, your handmaid servants, come humbly yet boldly before your throne of glory. We come, Father God, first with a praise on our lips and a praise in our hearts. We enter into your gates with thanksgiving, and we enter into your courthouse with praise. First saying, just thank you, Father. We say thank you because you've allowed us to get to this place and this day and your hour where your word can go forward. We say thank you, Father God, because some who started off this day with us did not make it to this hour, but you saw fit to keep us. So for that, we say thank you, Father. We say thank you, God, as we come to you in expectation of what you are going to do and what you are doing, Father. We say thank you, God. We are expecting a move of God this evening. Hallelujah, God. We are expecting healing to take place this evening in the mighty name of Jesus. We are expecting the shackles of bondage to fall off and bring people of God into deliverance in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, God. We are expecting a spirit of comfort to fall on those that are grieving this evening in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah, God. And we thank you in advance for it, Father. Hallelujah, God. We're expecting a spirit of joy to fall on those dealing in depression this evening. Hallelujah, Father. We are expecting a shift in the atmosphere. Hallelujah, God. We thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, God. We have come to let the enemy know that we're coming to take back by force all that you have stolen from God's children in the name of Jesus. You can't have our joy. You can't have our peace. You can't have our well-being in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, God. We thank you. We praise you. We glorify you this evening, Father. Hallelujah, Jesus. Lord, I stand here this evening in a place of surrender to you, to your will, to your way, God. Use me as you would see fit, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah, God. Allow the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart to be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer, Lord. And not just be acceptable in your sight, but Lord, use them to draw some lost soul this evening to the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. It is in the mighty name of Jesus that I pray, amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah, God. Thank you, Jesus. Again, I am excited about what God has for us this evening. God has sent me this evening with a message for the body of Christ. This is a message to help us deal with what is going on all around us today. When I look at TV, when I listen to the news, when I scroll through social media and I see all of the craziness, yes, I have to refer to it as craziness, that is going on all around us. And I listen to the way that mainstream media talks about this craziness as if everything that is going on is something new. However, this craziness that we see going on, it's not new for us. The difference is now that mainstream society is finally at a point where they are willing to admit that it has been happening and that it is happening. Amen. You know, but before you had to prove police brutality, you had to prove racial profiling. Everyone wanted to say that we were making big deals out of things, that we weren't seeing the whole story, that we didn't know the whole truth. But now you have to admit, mainstream, that these things are really going on. And what you really have to admit is that, again, they're not new. They have been going for centuries. Juneteenth, something that everyone just made a huge noise about the celebration of. Juneteenth, something that different counties legalized as a holiday or set up as a holiday. But what I want you to understand is Juneteenth isn't new. It's just new to some of you. Racial injustices towards people of color did not just start happening. It has been happening for years. Unfortunately, George Floyd was not the first to lose his life, and as if you've been watching the news, you see that he is not the last. This is not the first time that we have found our black men hanging from trees in parks. People, we need to wake up and watch what is really going on around us. Let's look at George Floyd for a moment. George Floyd was murdered on May 25th of 2020. And because of his murder by the hands of police officers, as he was complying with their orders, non-resistant and without any weapons, what developed because of this, they called civil unrest. And civil unrest started on May 26th of 2020, and it has continued to go on until this day. And with all of the protesting and with all of the civil unrest that has taken place and that is taking place, every now and then they come on the news and they talk to us about all of these great changes that they are making to bring about a difference in the way that men and women of color are being treated. So let's look at some of those changes real quick. We have change number one. New York repealed a law that allows police disciplinary records to remain hidden from the public. We have change number two. Minneapolis City Council members announced that they intend to defund and dismantle the police department. We have change number three. The Dallas Police Department is making it an officer's duty to intervene in a case of excessive force. Change number four. The Los Angeles City Council plans to reallocate 8% of the LAPD's $1.9 billion budget. Change number five, New Jersey has vowed to update its use of force guidelines. Change number six, state lawmakers in Maryland announced major police reform, including banning violence and making disciplinary records public. Change number seven, the Denver Police Department is banning chokeholds and requiring officers to report when they point their gun at someone. Change number eight, they have already taken down nearly 20 monuments and statues of Confederate figures that they have that have been removed across 10 different states because they feel as though these figures are offensive to those of that are descendants of slaves. Change number nine, different mainstream media are now advertising about how much they care about black lives. And then you have change number 10. Major companies are beginning to change logos that they say are offensive towards us as descendants of slaves. So with all of these changes that have taken place, with all of the protests and civil unrest that has taken place, you know what they haven't stopped doing? They haven't stopped police brutality. since George Floyd's death, it is still taking place. In some cases, more blatantly and out in the open than ever. They haven't stopped the death at the hands of police. They haven't really stopped racial profiling. They have not really stopped or changed anything. I need us to be careful that we don't get so caught up in the crumbs that they are throwing us from the table that we forget what this struggle is really about. We were not marching to have statues taken down. We were not protesting to have images on advertisement changed. We were marching to finally be seen as what we are, human beings. A person with the same rights to life and liberties as the next person. That's what the marching is about. The right to life, the right to justice, injustice. That's what the protest is about. And then I began to listen. I began to really listen. God told me to don't get focused on what you see going on for a second. Just listen to the conversations on both sides. And as I began to listen to what the people were actually saying, what I heard in the hearts of the people was hatred, and pure hatred. And unfortunately to say, I have to say, I've seen it and I hear it on both sides of the argument, those who are abusing and those who are being abused. Now, yes, one side's hatred and anger is coming from centuries of brutality and abuse, and the other side is coming from centuries of what they feel as is privilege and the color of their skin. But with all of the hatred that I hear, all of them say, oh, I believe in God. I believe in a higher power. I believe in God. I believe in Allah. I believe in this. I believe in that. But I hear nothing but hate. Some of them will even say, I am a believer in Jesus Christ. And when I hear this, I have to shake my head, because those who call themselves a Christian and hate me or hate you due to what they feel is their privilege and the color of their skin, I have to respond to with God's word. I have to bring to them 1 John chapter 4 and 20. If a man says, I love God and hates his brother, he is a liar. For he that loves his brother whom he has seen, how can he love God whom he has not seen? For he that loves not, I'm sorry, his brother whom he has seen, how can he say he loves God whom he has not seen? And for those who are starting to harbor hatred or is harboring hatred due to the centuries and years of brutalities and abuse that we have suffered as a people, I have to say to you, God's word. You have heard that it has been said, thou shalt love thy neighbor and hate thy enemy. But I say to you, love your enemies. Bless them that curse you. Do good to them that hate you, and pray for them which despitefully use you and persecute you. And he tells us to do this so that we may be children of our Father, which is in heaven. Realizing that God allows the sun to shine on the just and the unjust alike, that he allows the rain to fall on the just and the unjust alike. But I need somebody to really get what's being said here. So you know how I do when God is giving me and leading me, he always ends up taking me to the message version so that we can make sure that there is a clear understanding of what he is saying in his word. Hallelujah, God. And what he's saying right here, he said in the message version, you're familiar with the old written law, love your friend, and its unwritten companion, hate your enemy. I'm challenging that. Now, understand, this is Jesus speaking right here. He says, I'm challenging that. I'm telling you to love your enemies. Let them bring out the best in you, not the worst. When someone gives you a hard time, respond with the energies of prayer. For then you are working out of your true selves, your God-created selves. This is what God does. He gives his best, the sun to warm and the rain to nourish to everyone, regardless the good and the bad, the nice and the nasty. If all you do is love the lovable, do you expect a bonus? Anybody can do that. If you simply say hello to those who greet you, do you expect a medal? Any run-of-the-mill sinner does that. In a word, what I'm saying is grow up. Your kingdom subjects. Let me break that contraction down. You are kingdom subjects. Now live like it. Live out your God-created identity. Live generously and graciously towards others the way God lives towards you. That was Matthew 5:43-48. Now, understand that in reading these scriptures, I'm not telling you not to be angry. I'm not telling you you can't get upset. The Word of God tells you that it's okay to get angry. He said, be angry, but sin not. So that's not what I'm saying in any way, shape, or form, but I need you to understand because I'm a woman of color. I have grandsons and granddaughters. I have nieces and nephews, cousins and friends. So I'm a part of this struggle. I share in the struggle. I share in our concerns. And understand I say concerns because I refuse to give it enough power to call it fear. I share in our concerns. And what I need you to understand is that what God allowed me to see is that there is a way to fix the racial divide of this country. I know y'all might not believe me because it's really an easy, simple way. He said there's a way to fix the racial divide of this country. And all it takes is acceptance of a few things. And this evening, we are going to discuss those things that we need to accept. Amen. Again, you are listening to Toy Talk on www.blogtalkradio.com/Purpose Kingdom. You can feel free to call in at 319-527-6091 or 323-870-4174 and join in on our live conversation. Now, we are at the place where we are talking about fixing the things that are going on. I'm sorry, fixing the racial divide of our country. Amen. And we just spoke about how there are a few things, only three, truthfully, three things that we need to accept to bring about this change in our country. So the first thing that we need to accept as believers, now understand I'm only talking to believers in Jesus Christ right now. The first thing that you need to accept as a believer is that some people who say they believe in God, some people that say that Jesus is their personal savior, they just lying. Not only are they lying, but they don't love God or Jesus either. My grandmother used to say it like this. She'd say, you're a liar, your feet stink, and you don't love Jesus. That's how the old saints used to say it. And I know that statement just made a lot of so-called Christians mad, but that's okay. I didn't write it. I'm just telling you what God said in his word. He said in 1 John 4:20, if you say that you love God but you hate your brother, you are a liar. I'm sorry. I'm not saying it. That's what God said. Understand, I didn't come to sugarcoat nothing for y'all tonight. I'm not coming to sugarcoat it. I'm not coming to tickle your ears. I'm not coming to please your spirit. I'm coming to tell you God's word, because if we really want to change, we need to know the three things that we have to accept as believers in Christ so that we can begin to bring about that change. And one of the first things we need to accept is what Jesus told us in his word. Everybody that says, Lord, Lord, is not going to enter in to the kingdom of heaven. There are a lot of people out there that are wolves in sheep's clothing. They say they love God, but they drop nothing but fruits of hatred all around them every day. It's just that simple. God's word tells us you cannot love God and hate others. Now, I know I'm getting ready to make other folks mad too, because this part getting ready to step on the toes of those who's being abused. I don't care what the reason is for your hatred. Even if the reason is a justifiable reason, you can't love God and hate your brother. Guess what, people of color, even with all of the racial injustices that we have been facing, even with all of the persecutions we have gone through and our ancestors have gone through, we cannot stand flat-foot, and I don't care what name you call him by, Allah, Jehovah, Elohim, Yah, El, whichever name, you cannot call him and say you love him but harbor hatred in your heart. And it's just that simple. The reason that we must accept this fact is because some people have been turned over to a retrobate mind. Some people, we are fighting that they can get it, and God is saying, I've already turned them over to a reprobate mind. They will never see it. They will never understand it. And so that you can understand, let me explain what the phrase reprobate mind means. It's a term that's found in different places throughout the scripture, but Romans 1 and 28 uses it in reference to those whom God has rejected as godless and wicked. They suppress the truth by their wickedness, and it is upon these people that the wrath of God rests. You find that in Romans 1 and 18. Translated reprobate in the New Testament is alokimus, which means literally unapproved, that is rejected. Again, everybody that says, Lord, Lord, will not enter into the kingdom of heaven. Why is that important to us today? Because in this situation, when you find that you are dealing with people who God has turned over to a reprobate mind, you have got to get into a position where you are willing to walk with God and God alone. You got to accept God's decision and walk in it. You got to stop focusing your energy on those folks that God has turned over and start focusing your energy on the souls that need to be saved. See, that's why all this craziness is going on right now, because Satan got the saints worried about what he doing instead of worrying about the souls that needs to be saved. Hallelujah, God. But now, I said we're not supposed to be that focused on folk with reprobate minds, but understand that Jesus said this, not me. But he also told us what we do concerning them, which brings us to acceptance number two. The first acceptance is we got to understand some folk just ain't going to get it. Acceptance number two, we must do for those folk as Jesus told us to. Well, what did Jesus tell us to do? He said we are to pray for them which despitefully use us and persecute us. When we look at what's going on today, and we listen, God told us in his word, by their fruits we shall know them. We know those that God has turned over to reprobate minds. We see them every day. I don't have to say what office they hold, where they're living at in D.C. or Congress, what state or position with the Senate. I don't have to list them. All y'all got to do is turn on the news and just watch the rotten fruit drop out their mouths every time they open it, and you can see who God has turned over to a reprobate mind. And because they've been turned over to this reprobate mind, they get into a position where they begin to despitefully use and persecute the children of God. Well, what are we supposed today to do for those this day? We are supposed to pray for them. Someone just said, pray for them. Y'all crazy. That's what our grandparents did. That's what our great-grandparents did. That's that Dr. King nonsense. What I need y'all to understand is Dr. King accomplished more stuff through prayer than y'all will ever accomplish with your riots. I need you to understand it. He said, pray for them. Yes, we must pray for them. And no, we don't pray, God get them, like some of us has been doing. Let's shame the devil and tell the truth. We don't go, God get them, God fix them, God do this, God do that. We already know he's going to get them. We already know he's going to deal with them. He has promised us in his word that he would. What did he say? He said it's better for you to to tie a millstone around your neck and jump into the depths of the sea than to mess with one of the least of my children. That's God's word, not my word. So he promised that he is going to deal with them, that he is going to handle them. So we don't need to pray, God, fix them. The prayer that we should be praying is, God, use me in this situation. Strengthen me in this situation that you may get the glory, that you, God, can get the glory. Yes, through my heartache. Yes, through my pain. Show me how to walk like Christ walked. Show me how to talk like Christ talked. Show me how to allow you, even in this situation, to get the glory. Now, I know I done lost some people on that right there, because what I'm talking about ain't a Sunday morning worship thing. Thank you, God. You can't get this thing if all you're doing is going and congregating on Sunday with believers and other Christians. You can't get this thing if you're only going on Sabbath worship once a week, if you don't never open your Bible on your own, if you don't never talk to God on your own. You're not going to get this thing. But for those of you who have decided that you are sold out for God, that you have allowed Jesus Christ to come into your life and take total control of your life, this here thing tonight is for you. We have got to pray, and our prayer has to be, God, fix us, use us, strengthen us, that no matter what it is, you can get the glory in this situation. Hallelujah, God. Remember what James tells us in chapter 5, verse 16b. He says, the effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. That's why we got to pray. There is power in our praying. Hallelujah, God. When we begin to pray, God begins to move. Hallelujah, God. When we begin to pray, God begins to move. And what I need you to understand is that it is the praying of a righteous man that James is talking about. See, anybody can pray. Everybody can pray. But everybody ain't righteous, so everybody's prayer doesn't do the same thing. I'm going to say it again. When James is talking about the praying of a righteous man, a righteous person, he is talking about a person whose continuous heart praying is clinging to the righteousness which has been won for them by Christ, and they are bent on rendering their soul, their body, and their spirit unto God by the help of the Holy Spirit. They are this is the offering of a righteous and saintly life. It's when that righteous person, now notice it didn't say when he's doing all of this, it said as his strive and his striving to reach to all of this, and his rendering through the help of the Holy Ghost to sell out completely to God, when that person begins to pray, or there's some type of power that takes place. The prayer of that type of person is stronger than the mightiest wind. The prayer of that type of person is stronger than the hardest, highest leveled and registered earthquake, stronger than any tsunami that you could imagine. It's stronger than anything in the world, because when the righteous person begins to pray, God is moved by it. Hallelujah, God. That's a stop right there. You need to ask yourself, do a self-check. Is God moved when he hears my voice? Hallelujah, God. When I pray, does it move God? When I pray, does God begin to move all of creation at his pleasure, because he's heard my voice? Hallelujah. The prayers of the righteous set to motion a mighty system of God's working powers. The prayers of the righteous make the angels of God exalt. The souls of men are wrought upon it. The course of human events is guided by it. The grace of God is won from it. And the Holy Spirit of God is abundantly poured out by the secret, incessant, that means non-stopping working of the mighty spiritual power that belongs to the praying of one righteous person. Just one. Hallelujah. Somebody should shout right there, because all of what he just said talked about the power that takes place when one righteous person starts to pray. But oh, look what happens in God's word when he says, when two or three are gathered together, touching and agreeing on my word, not only do I begin to move, but there I am in the midst. Hallelujah, God. Now, understand, I'm not trying to discourage somebody. Well, it makes sense. I shouldn't even pray no more. I'm not that righteous. That's not what I said. You're supposed to keep striving. You're supposed to keep going. And the first thing you need to do when you're striving is realize that it's not us who makes us righteous. We're not righteous because of anything that we have done. We are considered the righteousness of God through Christ Jesus. So what is it that we did that made us righteous? We accepted Jesus Christ into our lives as our personal Savior. So don't think that, oh, they got it together and they so righteous. No, honey, Christ is righteous in us. Hallelujah, God. Thank you, Jesus. And understand that I'm also trying to get us to that place of acceptance so that we can move place of true healing. Hallelujah. So the first thing that we learned was that we have to pray for those that just ain't going to get it. We have to pray for those that God has turned over. And that doesn't mean that we spend every second of the day praying for them. We're supposed to pray and let it go. We supposed to pray and keep moving. We supposed to pray and keep pouring forward. Oh, this is what they did to me today. Pray about it and keep pushing. Pray about it and keep pushing. Pray about it and keep pushing. Hallelujah, God. Thank you, Jesus. So the first thing we realize is that acceptance, one, everybody's not going to make it in. Acceptance, two, is for those who are not, for those who are that fall into that reprobate mind situation, for those who despitefully use us and persecute us. Hallelujah, God. We now know that we're to pray for them, not worry about them, not worry about what they're doing, not worrying about how they're doing it. We just supposed to pray and keep moving. And before somebody say it, I didn't say we're not supposed to protest. I just said we supposed to pray. Hallelujah, God. Then the third thing that we are supposed to do, and before I get to that, I just want to say again that we are broadcasting live, hallelujah, on Blog Talk Radio with Purpose Kingdom Network. This is Toy Talk. I'm your host, Tylene Toy Daly. You can call in to join in on our conversation. The number is 319-527-6091. Or you can call 323-870-4174. And if you would like to talk with us, if you would like to leave a prayer request, because the motherboard is going to be coming to close us out in prayer, you can push one to give us that prayer request also. So now we have gone over the first two things that we need to do to bring about a change, which brings us to the last thing. And that last thing that we have to do to bring about the change that we want to see, that we must accept as believers to bring about the change that we want to see, that last thing is we must love. That's a hard one. We must love. And I don't mean we have to love those who love us. He told us in his word, anybody can do that. Y'all heard me read it a second ago in the message version. He said any old common run-of-the-mill sinner can love people that love them, can respect people that respect them. He said, I want you to love your enemies. He said he wants us to bless those that curse us. He said he wants us to do good to those that hate us. So we must show the love of God. God is love. That's 1 John 4:8. We must show love. Why? Because God is love. That's why he said, how can a man say that he loves God, whom he's never seen, but yet say he hates his brother, whom he sees every day? You can't love God, be in a personal relationship with God, and then be okay walking in hatred. Now, does that mean you might not experience that emotion? Yeah, you might experience that emotion, but when you begin to feel that emotion rising up, you quickly give it unto the Lord, because as a believer in Christ, that thing is like walking with a splinter stuck in your foot. You just can't step down on it. The pain is too deep. The only way you can walk properly is to have that splinter taken out. When the splinter gets in your foot. It's the same thing. And if you don't get a splinter out your foot fast enough, it'll fester, get infected. It could blister and cause serious problems. That's the same thing with hatred. If you don't get it out of you fast enough, it can fester, get infected, begin to blister, and cause serious problems in your spiritual walk. But the word of God tells us in 1 John 4:8, it says, we must show the love of God, for God is love. He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love. So now to show God's love, you must know what God's love is. It's not love as we think of the word love. It's called agape. Now, notice I didn't say agape love because that's not what it is. It's just simply called agape, which means love, but a special kind of love, because agape goes beyond just emotions and feelings. It goes to the extent of seeking what is best for the other person, embracing a universal, unconditional love that transcends and persists regardless of the person's circumstances or situation. Hi, I'm going to say that one more time. It is an embracing and universal, unconditional love that transcends and persists regardless of circumstances or situations. Somebody should be shouting right there, because they should remember the day that the agape of Christ reached them, hallelujah, God, and that no matter what that circumstance was they were walking in, no matter what that situation was they were living in, God came and snatched them up out of it, hallelujah, and his love began to build them and change them and draw them. Hallelujah. The next thing you need to understand about agape love, because we're talking about the love of Christ, the love of God, agape has no regard for self. Agape does not put itself pleasure, itself satisfaction, nor itself survival before the other. And for the best example of this, all you have to do is remember Jesus before he went to Calvary. When he was in the garden after the Last Supper and he was praying, what was the prayer he said? He said, Father, if it's possible, let this cup pass from me. He's like, look, I done thought this thing over a little bit. I might not want to do this. But then he ended with that agape. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as thou wilt. Hallelujah. In other words, no matter how I'm feeling, God, I'm going to do your will. No matter what this looks like concerning me, because it's what's best for your creation, for the creation that you spoke into existence through me, I'm going to do what you're asking me to do. Agape has no regard for self. Hallelujah, God. You remember that prayer he prayed. But in him praying that prayer, the agape of God was pleased to allow Jesus to be whipped for our transgression and bruised for our iniquity. It was the agape love that pleased God to place the chastisement of our peace upon his son Jesus and to heal us by his stripes. Hallelujah. It was that same agape that held Jesus on that old rugged cross. And it was the power of that same agape that raised him up from the grave. Why is this so important to us today? Because the first place that we have to fix the racial divide in this country, the first place we need to start bringing about the change we want to see in our nation and within everyone else, it first has to start in us. Again, that doesn't mean we stop protesting. It just means that as we are working on society as a whole, we are working on ourselves as individuals also. It means that when we will walk in Matthew chapter 5:48, the first portion, or chapter 5, verse 48a, and I'm going to read it from the Message version. It means, in a word, we're going to grow up spiritually. We're going to remember that we are kingdom subjects, and we're going to not act like it, but live like it. Hallelujah, God. We're going to not allow what we see going on around us to destroy or to make us forget our God-created identity. No matter what we see going on around us, we cannot lose our identity in Christ Jesus. One of the big things, one of the big spams and hoaxes and scams that they got going around is identity theft. They tell you all the time, be careful of identity theft. Guard your information, guard your information, guard your social security numbers, guard your birth dates, guard your driver's license calls, guard all of this. Now, see, we have a call. I'm going to bring you one in a second. The first thing they tell us is to guard all of this stuff because we have to be careful of identity theft. Don't become a victim to identity theft. Well, God has told me to stop by here on my way to glory this evening to let you know that you need to guard your heart with all due diligence that you do not become a victim of spiritual identity theft. Hallelujah. You know what identity theft is. It's people who will steal your identity for their own fraudulent uses. They pretend to be you and take the things that were meant for you to have or that you at least had the opportunity or the choice to obtain, but they have stolen it before you could get to it. I know somebody's saying, well, what that got to do with us today? Don't misconstrue the fact that the truth of the matter is Lucifer is the greatest identity theft in history. He is the greatest identity theft scam artist in the history of all time. He is so good at it that he made some of mankind think that he isn't even real. And for believers, he wants to rob us of all the wonderful things that Jesus has given us, our joy, our peace of mind, our strength, our hope, our faith, our power in Christ Jesus. He wants you to forget that you are a kingdom citizen, and with that kingdom citizenship comes certain royalty papers that allows you to do and act and transcend in certain areas and arenas. But if he can make you focus on the confusion going on around you, he can make you forget who you are in Christ Jesus. He can get us so caught up on if we're black, white, Hispanic, Oriental, when the truth of the matter is the only thing that we should be concerned about when we meet another human being is if they are or not are not in Christ Jesus. And if they're not, that don't mean we hate them. That means we walk Christ in front of them. Hallelujah, God. The scripture tells us in 2 Corinthians 5:17, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. I'm going to stop right there for a second. The reason I said the first thing that should matter is if the person is or is not in Christ is because if you are in Christ, it don't matter if you black, white, Hispanic, Oriental, purple, plaid, green, whatever. What matters is that once you are in Christ, you have become a new creature. So when someone says, what is your race? You're supposed to say, child of God. Hallelujah, Jesus. He said, old things are passed away, worrying about what people focusing on injustices, focusing on backbiting, manipulating, setting traps to capture innocent blood. All that passes away when you become one in Christ Jesus. It says, behold, all things are become new. Hallelujah, God. This confusion that we see all around us is one of the reasons that racism still exists in our country today. And it is one of the reasons that we cannot bring about a true reconciliation and healing in our country today. Because one, some of us have forgotten who we are. We've lost our identity in Christ. We need to get back our identity in Christ. And some of us, we know who we are in Christ. We are firm in our identity in Christ. We just having a hard time accepting them three things. But I dare you to accept them today. no matter what. I dare you to accept it today. I dare you not to worry about what it looks like, but just move forward in faith on God. Hallelujah, God. Carl, I still see you. I'm coming to you. I dare you to just trust God like the three Hebrew boys did. God was in the furnace. They didn't know that until they jumped in the furnace. I dare you to trust them like Daniel did. He was in the lion's den, but Daniel didn't know it till he walked into the lion's den. I dare you to trust him like the children of Israel did. God was in the Red Sea, but they didn't know it till Moses stepped his foot in. Hallelujah, God. But you have to hold firm to your identity. I see that we have a caller. Caller, are you there?
Yes, I am here. What up, what up, what up? I'm like, dang, I didn't know what she was going to do. I said, well, identity. I'm like, yes, God, yes, God, yes, God. I was calling because I wanted to touch before and to get to the prayer, because
amen.
I feel this as if this was for me today. I wanted to come and say thank you, but I need prayer because I have initiated it.
Okay.
It's like being in the lion's den. It's like walking up on the people, walking up on the ones that we think that aren't paying attention, walking up the things that we, you know what I mean? So
mm-hmm.
I was just calling to ask for the covering of that because I know that I initiated it. And yesterday they kind of like retaliated on me to see if I was actually going to, you know, waver in my stray, you know what I mean, in my sway.
Mm-hmm.
But today was a little bit better of a day. So everything that you're saying is so on point and so needed, because it's going to take us, the ones that are being wronged, the ones
yes.
that are getting this injustice, like the ones that feel so bad. We have so much power right now in this brokenness, and we have to, as believers, now's the time. Like, I'm trying to tell you
yes.
that I've just been asking people to pray for me every day, all day, because for the last 2 days, I have been walking up on people. I have been walking up on our children, and they have been telling me, wow, you are bold. I can't even believe you just walked up on us like that. And I'm just thinking to myself, I can't believe it either, but bless God, because I don't know why I'm right here, but Jesus, they say God got goons. We here right now. So for you to be right here where you are, in that
mm-hmm.
moment, I just say, yay, God, but please pray for me, because your goon is out here. PKN is real. I mean this with all my heart. I believe that everybody.
Yeah.
Everybody ain't going to make it. Of course not. No. Everybody not going to make it.
But everybody got the opportunity.
But everybody got a shot. And I mean that
That's
even
right.
in the midst of when you didn't have a shot, you still got a shot. Because if you wake up tomorrow and you're breathing, you got another one. And as
That's
believers,
it.
If we are waking up and we breathing, we need to start making projects. I mean, I know everybody ain't going to be like me and just speak to all of them. But if we could all just grab one, you know what I mean, and lean on that one. Like, I'm watching you. I see you, what you're going today.
You
know
what? I like
so
how
just
you
pray
said
for
that,
me,
but I'm gonna go one. We are going to definitely pray for you, Sister Adrienne. You stay right there because we're gonna be bringing the motherboard on in a second. And I like how you said that.
And can I sing before y'all go on in your thing? Go on and do
yes,
what you do, but I want to sing before y'all do what y'all do, please.
I like how you said that. That is, we can have you bring a selection. I like how you said, and what I want to say is, you are right. Everybody's not going to walk up to folk like you, because that's not everybody's call. It's funny. I was just holding this conversation with my fiance the other day. It is not everybody's call. Everyone was not called to evangelize. Everyone was not called to preach. Everyone was not called to teach. Everyone was not called. But everyone was called to do something. Some people, prayer warriors, if you know that God called you to pray, when you see it, don't complain about it, pray about it. If you are one that God called you, like you, like Sister Adrian, you just, he called you to walk up and evangelize and start speaking into people's lives and situations, then that's what you do. And you do it in the boldness of God and under the unctioning of the Holy Spirit. That's the most important part, the unctioning of the Holy Spirit. You go somewhere and the Holy Spirit ain't with you, you're going to get jacked up under the unctioning of the Holy Spirit. But whatever you do, you do what you do what God has assigned to you to do. If you the healer, start praying healing. Start going and laying your hand. You know if you a healer or not, because every time you're around people that don't feel good, talk about how much you make them feel better. That means God has given you a gift of healing. Start praying in it. Start working in it. Start walking in it. Start learning it. We don't have time to sit around and play anymore, people. I'm not sitting here and saying, oh, God said he's cracking the sky on such and such a day at such and such a time. No, the devil is a liar. That is not what he said. But what he did say is if you are one of his children and has been given unto you to know the mysteries and he's given you the keys to the kingdom of heaven, then you can look at what's going on around you and tell he ain't that far off. We don't have time to play anymore. It's time to get right with Christ. So now, because we have the motherboard, we're going to do this a little bit different. We're going to bring Brother Robert on first to have the announcement. After the announcement, I'm going to come back on. We're going to do the call of salvation. We will be blessed with a selection, and then the motherboard is going to come forward and pray, starting with Mother Janice Hudson and then going on with Mother Maureen Lee. Amen. So, Brother Rob, are you there?
Yes, I am here, and real quickly, I'm just going to go ahead and give all our information for our announcements, and this is the Private Purpose Kingdom Network, and I'd like to thank each and every one of you for listening, no matter where in the world you're listening to us, whether you're listening to us via phone or online, and we just appreciate your listenership, and we just thank you so much for supporting us here at Purpose Kingdom Network, and we hope you told a friend or family member about us, and we thank you so much. If you want to contact us, you can contact us via email at purposekingdomnet@gmail.com. We can send your comments, questions, concerns. And we appreciate it. And if you have a praise report, we gladly share that. And we thank you so much. We're also on Instagram and Twitter at purpose_kingdom. We can do likewise. We invite you to like us on our Facebook page at Purpose Kingdom. You can see our upcoming shows and advertisements. And also, you can just bookmark us, at Purpose Kingdom, on anywhere that podcasts are broadcasted. And we greatly appreciate that. Well, God's will, God's blessing. We hope you join us tomorrow evening at the 8 p.m. hour. Note the time difference. It's going to be the turning point with Elder Charles Lee and Reverend Maureen Lee. And once again, please note the time difference. We're going to be broadcasting at 8 p.m. with God's will, God's blessing, the turning point with Elder Charles Lee and Reverend Maureen Lee, and we greatly appreciate you sharing with your friends and family members. We thank you so much. Anytime you want to get a morning word of inspiration, you go to anchor.com or Anchor FM, where you can just simply type in Purpose Kingdom or follow any of our social media pages, and you can get a morning word of praise, and we're glad that you're able to participate and share with friends. With that being said, I'm just going to go ahead and just turn the show back over to Pastor Toy, where we can go ahead and resume our programming. And real quickly, we do have one more caller on board.
That's what I was saying. Okay, thank you. And I'm sorry, I forgot to unmute my phone from the announcement. Caller, are you there?
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, Pastor Coy and Brother Rob. This is Minister Marrow, and I was listening tonight, and I'm not going to be long at all. I just wanted to come on and encourage you, just to let you know, keep doing what God has ordained, anointed, qualified, and appointed you to do. to declare his word. And I just wanted to encourage you, let you know, keep going, stay focused, keep pressing forward by faith. God is getting the glory. Lives are being changed, are being impacted and inspired just because of your obedience to God and your faithfulness concerning what he's called you to do. And I just thank God for tonight's topic, you know, focusing and discussing on identity. You know, along with everything else that's going on in this world, it's so important to know who you are in Christ and to know who you are and whose you are, and not allow the enemy to have no place in who you are in Christ. And so, powerful word tonight. It's a blessing for Purpose Kingdom to be able to come on, you know, Purpose Kingdom family, to be able to come on and encourage each other as God does what he does through us all. So I love you all. God bless you. Great word tonight.
Wait, Minister Bernard, yes, ma'am. before you hang up, you have an event coming up July 3rd. Can you make that announcement?
Yeah, very quickly, there's going to be a panel discussion. By Faith Be Good, BFWG Ministry will be having a panel discussion that's going to take place July 3rd at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And it's going to be live streamed on Facebook. It's going to happen via Zoom. It's going to happen on Zoom, but we're going to link Zoom to Facebook, and it's going to be live streamed on Facebook. And so you can follow By Faith Be Good on Facebook at By Faith Be Good BFWG Ministry, so that you can tune in July 3rd at 7 p.m. We have six panelists, including one of our very own, Pastor Toy herself is one of the panelists. And the title for this panel discussion is titled, Let's Talk About Faith. And so we're going to focus on some key points discussing faith, so that for those of you who will tune in, we can help give you clarity, understanding, and encourage and inspire and inspire you to strengthen your faith as you press forward. And so I'm excited. I thank God for giving me the vision to put it together. And we look forward to having an awesome discussion through the leading of the Holy Spirit, talking about faith.
Amen. I'm excited. I can't wait. I bless God for Minister Bernard Morrow, everyone. And I don't know why we keep saying minister. He a whole pastor now. He just, you know, it hasn't been officiated, but he a whole pastor now, y'all. I'm telling y'all, I can't wait for that day. I guess we all gonna have to figure out how to get up there to where he at. Purpose Kingdom, we're going to have to figure out how to do a day trip, because we're not going to miss one of our babies get placed in that office. We're not.
Amen.
So we're going to figure out how to make it happen. But, Minister, I thank God for you. I praise God for you. Thank you for calling in. Thank you for those words of encouragement. I give all the glory unto Christ and unto God. Before we go any further, we are going to do what is the most important part of why we do what we do, and that's to offer someone the opportunity to come to the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ for themselves. Remember, at somewhere in the beginning of this, I was talking, and I told you that 1 John, I believe, is 4 and 8, where the word tells us that God is love. He is nothing but love. He is that love that hovered above the nothingness behind the earth and spoke life into it, and life came forth. He is the love that when he said, let there be light, light was. He is the love that allowed himself to place his word into the womb of a woman and allowed it to tabernacle amongst us. He is that love that laid that same life down on an old rugged cross just for us. But it didn't stop there. He is that same love that rose from the grave 3 days and three nights later, offering us the opportunity, and I'm going to use Adrian's word, the shot at eternal life with a personal relationship with God. Hallelujah. That's what God has always wanted with each and every one of us, a personal relationship. I used to always wonder as a child, how could we say that Jesus died for the sins of the world, and so many of us didn't even come until after he had already been here, died, and rose from the grave. How did he die for sins that weren't even committed yet? And the Bible tells us in Revelation about the Lamb that was slain before the foundation of the world. See, we think of his crucifixion as something that took place in the timeline of human history. But what we have to understand is the slaying of that Lamb of God actually took place in eternity past, and it caught up with us in the timeline of human history with the Lamb of God on the cross. That's how he was able to say he died for the sins of the world. And when he said the sins of the world, he meant every sin from A to Z, from the adulterer to the zealot. He was praying and died for you. When he said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do, he included each and every one of us. He wasn't just talking about the Romans and the Jewish high priests that were around the cross. He was talking about everyone. Hallelujah, God. And all you have to do to get that righteousness we were talking about when we were talking about the effective and fervent prayers of the righteous, the only thing you have to do to become that righteousness of God is to accept the gift he gave you, which is Jesus Christ. See, we're not the righteousness because we pray. We're not his righteousness because we live right. We're not his righteousness because of any of that. Because the word of God says we all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. The word of God tells us that at our very best, we are nothing but filthy rags in the nostril of God. So what makes us the righteousness? It tells us in his word, we are the righteousness of God through Christ Jesus, and the only way that you can become that righteousness is you must accept Jesus Christ into your life. It's not a hard thing to do. It's a simple prayer that you pray, but first you have to believe it. You have to have faith that it is done and was done for you, and that when you say this prayer that it is being done for you. And you simply say just, Father God, come to you this evening, accepting the gift of your son Jesus into my life. I ask him to come into my life, to forgive me of my sins, to begin right now to create me anew in the name of Jesus. I surrender my life to you. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. And if you said that prayer, the next thing you do is you just tell somebody. You don't have to wait for church doors to open up. You don't have to wait for Bible study or Sunday worship, Sabbath worship. You can call somebody up on the phone right now and say, hey, I gave my life to Jesus Christ. You can push one if you're listening to the live stream and say, hey, I gave my life to Jesus Christ. You can go outside if there's nobody home with you and scream at the top of your lungs, hey, I just accepted Jesus Christ as my personal Savior. However you do it, as soon as you make that confession out of your mouth, according to the word of God, you are saved, and we welcome you to the kingdom of God. Now, we encourage you to find a Bible-believing, teaching, preaching sanctuary where you can grow in the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ and heal from the trials and the tribulations of this world. But if for some reason you cannot, bless God, that is why Purpose Kingdom Network is here for you. We are now going to have a selection by Sister Adrienne Allen, and immediately after Sister Adrienne finished singing, we are going to go into prayer, starting with Mother Janice Hudson, and then Mother Maureen Lee, and then I will close out. Sister Adrienne.
God sent his son. They call him Jesus. He came to love, heal, and forgive. He lived and died to buy our pardon. an empty grave is there to prove our Savior lives. Because he lives, we can face tomorrow. Because he lives, all fear is gone. Because I know who holds the future, and the life is worth the living just because he lives. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. I can face the future. Mother Janice.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful blessing. Our Father, which art in heaven, I come to you, Lord, as only as I know how, Lord. And to you, Lord, this free scripture, your wings around the world, Lord Jesus. Put your arms around the world, Lord Jesus. Let your children know, Lord Jesus, that you're out there making them in the face and the rest. Let them know that you're there for them, Lord, in a time of endings, Lord Jesus. Lord Jesus, whatever this ruckus is going on in the world, Lord Jesus, please heal the people in the world. Heal them from this sickness, Lord Jesus. Cover them all in your blood, Lord Jesus. Let them know that you're coming back. I know that you see that you're on your way back, Lord Jesus. I just want to thank you, Jesus, for everything that you're doing in our lives, Lord Jesus. Everything that you've done in our lives, Lord Jesus, and everything that you're about to do, Lord Jesus. You said asking it should be given. You said knocking, the door should be open. You said seeking, we shall find. Lord Jesus, I'm down here on bending knees, asking you as long as I know how, Lord Jesus. I'm knocking at the door for the door to be open, Lord Jesus. Lord Jesus, and I'm seeking, I'm seeking, I'm seeking, Lord Jesus. Lord Jesus, please, Lord Jesus, order my steps in your way, Lord Jesus. Lord Jesus, I just want to thank you for everything that you're doing, Lord Jesus. Lord Jesus, heal the sensitive soul, Lord Jesus. Let them know, Lord Jesus, that you're coming back for your church, Lord Jesus. And your church that you're coming back for, it must not have a spot or wrinkle, Lord Jesus. Let them know, Lord Jesus, that you're there, Lord Jesus. Lord Jesus, all the signs that's going around in the world right now, Lord Jesus, let the people know, Lord Jesus, that they must turn from their wicked ways and fall to their knees and be humble, Lord Jesus, and do your will, Lord Jesus. Lord Jesus, please heal their hearts, heal their minds, heal their bodies, Lord Jesus. Lord Jesus, please, and most of all, heal their souls, Lord. Bring them closer to you, Lord Jesus. And let them know, Lord Jesus, that you're there, Lord Jesus. That you're there, that you're there. And they must stand to their knees and bow down and pray to you, Lord Jesus. And accept you into their lives, Lord Jesus. Lord Jesus, I accept, I trust, and I believe, and I do know that you live, Lord Jesus. I do know that you live, and I just want to thank you, Lord, for everything, Lord Jesus. And thank you, Lord, Father God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for that wonderful selection of our sister Adrian. In your holy name, Jesus Christ, it is to you that I pray. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, Mother Morgan.
Yes, hallelujah, Father God. Father God, we come into you once again. Forgive us of anything we've said or done today, Lord God. We ask you for your forgiveness, Lord God. You say pray without ceasing daily, Lord God. So we come into you again to pray for our nation, Lord God. Pray for our streets, Lord God. There was already another temple shooting in Strawberry Mansion couple minutes ago, Lord God. We just ask you to touch every family member that was involved in the shooting, every SLED member that was involved in killing by the police, Lord God. any family member that was just involved in shooting, period. We asking you to cover our city. Because, Father God, you said when two or three are gathered, you will be in the midst. We are gathering up tonight, Lord God. We're calling on you, Lord God. Only you can do it. Only you can be the problem solver, Lord God. You're the only man I know has never lost the case, Lord God. You're the only man I know that's true to his word, Lord God. You said if you can go before us, who can go be against us, Lord God? So we ask you to go before our country, Lord God, and heal our land, Lord God. Let our faith show works, Lord God. Because without faith and works, it's dead. It's a down call, Lord God. So the ones that call themselves having a personal relationship with you, Lord God, we ask for their strength to stand up and do work in this kingdom. Because we're not doing enough work, putting in enough time on our bended knees and turning down some plates, Lord God, for our prayers to be answered. So we ask you from the front door of the pulpit to the bottom, from my head to my feet, just touching, anointing, appointing, Lord God. Let us go do whatever you say, go wherever you want us to go, and do your will, Lord God, not our will, but do your will, and let your will be done. Just touch our country and heal our land. And Father God, whatever situation Sister Adrian is going through, we ask you to go before it, Lord God. Defeat whatever's trying to attack her, Lord God. We declare and decree in your name, it's already done by your faith and your blood that was shed on Calvary, Lord God. We stand it on your words. We're standing on your principles. So, Father God, all these things we ask in your son's name, Jesus, and keep us covered with his blood. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Hallelujah, God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, God. Father, we come to you this evening, two or three gathered together, Lord, touching and agreeing on your word, Father. We come thanking you, Father, for everything that you have done, everything you are doing, everything you are going to do, Father. We ask that as this shift is taking place in the atmosphere, Father, that in the name of Jesus, you will anoint your evangelist, Father, on the highways and the byways in the name of Jesus, God. That you will continue to keep a hedge of protection around them, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. You will continue to cover them, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. You will continue to show them through the unction of your Holy Spirit where to go and what to say in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Hallelujah, God. We ask right now, Father, that you take a spiritual walk, not just through the United States, but around this world, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. As Jehovah Jireh, God, we ask that you will meet the needs of your people this evening, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. People are sitting there waiting for financial breakthroughs this evening. We speak the release of it in the mighty name of Jesus, God. People are sitting waking for deliverance in their lives this evening, Father. We speak deliverance in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We ask in the name of Jesus, we plead the blood of Jesus upon every demon of bondage, hallelujah, God, that holds your people bound. We speak freedom in their lives right now in the mighty name of Jesus. We speak shackles are falling off, hallelujah, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Yea, even right now, Father, hallelujah, God. Those grieving are being comforted in the spirit, hallelujah, God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, God. We ask that you toil the soil of the minds of your people, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Remind us to be mindful of not just who we are, but whose we are, in the name of Jesus. Let us be mindful that we no longer belong to ourselves, for we were purchased with a price. Hallelujah, God. Thank you, Jesus. Give us the strength and ability and the boldness to walk as the kingdom citizens that we are in Christ Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus, let us be mindful that the power of life and death is in our tongues. Hallelujah, God. Let us be mindful that if we have the faith the size of the grain of a mustard seed, that we can tell mountains to move out of our way. Hallelujah, Father.
join the righteous of God together in the name of Jesus to touch and agree in prayer. Allow them to shake the very foundations of hell right now in the name of Jesus. Let the devil know he cannot have our children. He cannot have our families. He cannot have our communities in the name of Jesus. Yea, where one righteous man may stand, there God will reign in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Hallelujah, Father. Touch your people that where their feet trod, Father, that they will conquer the land in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, God. Thank you, Jesus. We bless you for the souls that came to you this evening. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah, God. Keep them and touch them in the name of Jesus. Protect them. Send them men and women of God who can build them up in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, God. We come asking and blessing your name for the defeat of the enemy, Father. Lucifer will gain no ground, will have no victory in the name of Jesus, for we already know how the story ends. Hallelujah, God. We thank you, we bless you, we praise you, we glorify your holy name. Until we come together again, amen, amen, and amen. God bless you each and every one. Thank you for joining in with us this evening. And until God brings us together again, we will see you on the other side. Don't forget to join us tomorrow evening at 8 p.m. for the Turning Point with Elder Charles and Reverend Maureen Lee right here on Blog Talk Radio. We love you with the love of Christ. We're praying for you. We're praying with you. Good night and God bless.
Jesus bless.
He raised me, I will not lose. He saved me, I will not lose. Set me free, I will not lose.
Never wanna see me down, I will not lose.